B2B lead generation. It's a big one. Basically, how businesses get other businesses interested in, well, whatever they're selling, right?
Absolutely.
Our source material today is an article called How to Generate B2B Leads.
Okay.
It was published just recently, November 1st, 2024, by Lauren Popek. She's the marketing director at Reach Marketing.
Okay, cool.
And this is a good one to dive into because I think everyone listening has probably had to deal with this at some point, right?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's essential for any business that wants to, well, grow.
So let's set the stage here. Imagine you've got this amazing software.
Okay.
You know, you've developed it. It's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you even get other companies to look at it?
Yeah.
To even consider it?
Okay.
That's what we're going to try to figure out.
Exactly. And I think a good place to start is really, you know, with the basics.
Yeah.
Understanding who you're talking to. You can't just, like, you know, shout it from the rooftops and hope for the best.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably not a spray and pray kind of situation.
No, not at all. And the article emphasizes this a lot. It talks about the ideal customer profile.
Okay.
The ICP.
ICP, got it.
And it's like the cornerstone of any effective B2B lead generation strategy.
So this is like figuring out exactly who your perfect customer is?
Yeah, exactly. And the article even gives some advice on how to do that.
Okay.
It suggests, you know, you start by looking at your current best performing customers.
Okay.
And kind of figuring out, okay, what do they have in common?
I see, like finding the patterns.
Exactly. Are they all in a certain industry?
Yeah.
You know, are they all a certain size? Do they have a particular company structure?
Yeah. So it's almost like detective work in a way.
Yeah, it is. It's about looking for those clues that can help you target your efforts more effectively.
Okay, that makes sense. So, like, if you were a fisherman, you wouldn't use the same bait to catch every, you know.
You wouldn't use a worm to catch a shark, right?
Exactly. Different fish, different bait, different
geeks and geeks.
Different approach. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say we've done our detective work.
Yep.
We've identified our ideal customer. How do we actually, you know, reach them?
Right. So this is where it gets really interesting. It's not just about, like, one magic bullet anymore.
Right.
The article really highlights the need for what they call a multi-channel approach.
So you got to have multiple lines in the water, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got to use a mix of strategies to connect with potential leads.
So what kind of strategies are we talking about?
Well, email marketing is still a big one, of course.
All right. That makes sense.
But it's evolved quite a bit. You know, it's not just about sending out mass emails anymore.
I was going to say, because everyone gets so much email these days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The key now is personalization.
Mm.
The article even mentions that personalized emails can increase conversion rates by almost 30%.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, those generic blasts aren't going to cut it.
Not anymore.
No.
You really got to make it feel like you're talking to that person directly.
Exactly. It's about making a genuine connection with each lead.
Okay. So personalized emails are in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
What other channels does the article recommend?
Well, LinkedIn is another powerful one, especially for B2B.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. It's where all the, like, business professionals are.
Exactly. It's where the decision makers hang out.
Yeah.
And the article suggests a two-pronged approach there.
Okay.
So first, engage organically.
Right.
Share insights, participate in discussions, build your reputation.
So you build that foundation of credibility.
Exactly.
And then you can kind of leverage that.
And then, you know, you can leverage the paid options as well, like sponsored content and in-mail.
Okay. So that way you can really target those key individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense. So we've got email, we've got LinkedIn. What about, like, pay-per-click advertising? Is that still relevant?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially for capturing those high intent leads, you know, the people who are actively searching for solutions.
So if someone's typing in, like, best CRM for small businesses.
Exactly. You want to make sure your ad is the one they see.
Right. You want to be right there when they need you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a good point. So we've got email, LinkedIn, PPC.
Yep.
What about content marketing? Is that still a thing?
Ooh, content marketing is more crucial than ever, I think, especially in the B2B world.
Yeah.
It's all about providing valuable information.
Okay.
That positions your brand as a thought leader, as a trusted resource.
So when people are looking for information, they're more likely to go to someone who's, like, already providing helpful stuff.
Exactly. Think about it. When you're researching something, a product or a service.
Yeah.
Don't you gravitate towards the companies that are offering valuable insights?
For sure, for sure.
Demonstrating their expertise, yeah. It's the same in B2B.
that makes you feel like they know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay, so what kind of content are we talking about? Like, what's good?
Well, the article mentions white papers,
okay,
ebooks, and case studies as being particularly effective.
Okay, I could see those.
Especially white papers and ebooks. They're really great for attracting those leads who are, you know, early in their buyer's journey.
They're just starting to, like, look around.
Exactly. They're seeking information.
Yeah.
And you can position yourself as that helpful guide,
yeah,
you know, providing that information.
Makes sense. And you can even use those, like, those gated forms to collect contact info.
Exactly.
That's, like, a classic way to get people's email addresses, right?
Yeah, it's a classic for a reason.
Okay, what about case studies?
Oh, case studies are gold.
Yeah.
Because they provide that, you know, real-world evidence that your solutions actually work.
Right, because it's one thing to say you're great. It's another to show it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's much more convincing to show how you've helped other businesses achieve, you know, result.
Okay. Any tips for creating those really compelling case studies?
Yeah, the article suggests focusing on companies that are similar to your target audience, first of all.
So people can really see themselves in that story.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then highlight quantifiable results whenever possible.
So it's not just like, oh, we help them do better.
Yeah, no, it's like, we help them increase sales by X percent.
Got it.
We help them reduce costs by Y percent.
Yeah, that's much more concrete, much more persuasive.
Exactly. Numbers speak louder than words.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got all this content creation going on, multi-channel outreach.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot to manage.
It can be.
Is there a way to make this all, like, easier, to streamline things?
Well, that's where marketing automation comes in.
Okay.
The article really emphasizes the power of using software.
Okay.
To handle some of the heavy lifting, making your lead generation efforts more efficient, more scalable.
Okay. Tell me more about marketing automation. What does it actually do?
Well, one of the big things is lead scoring.
Okay. What's that?
So essentially, the software assigns points to leads based on their interactions with your brand.
Okay.
So if they visit your website, if they open your emails, download a piece of content, they get points. And the higher the score, the warmer the lead.
So you know who to focus on.
Exactly. Yeah. It helps you prioritize
that makes sense.
Your efforts. It's about working smarter, not harder, right?
Right.
And another valuable tool is automated drip campaigns.
Okay, drip campaigns, what are those?
So imagine a sequence of personalized emails that are automatically sent to leads over time.
Oh, I see.
Nurturing them with valuable information, guiding them gently through the sales funnel.
Okay.
So it's like having a virtual assistant who's sending the right messages at the right time.
Yeah.
Keep your brand top of mind.
Right. So you don't have to, like, constantly be sending out these emails yourself.
Exactly. It just takes care of it for you.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like set it and forget it.
In a way, yeah. And, you know, speaking of targeting effectively.
Yeah.
The article also introduces a strategy called account-based marketing.
ABM. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, it's not about casting a wide net. It's about being really, really focused.
Yeah, you got it. It's about quality over quantity.
Mm.
Instead of trying to reach everyone, you laser focus on a select group of high value companies that perfectly fit your ideal customer profile.
So it's about, like, those big fish. You really want to land those.
Exactly. And so you're essentially creating, like, a customized marketing plan for each of these target accounts.
Wow.
Using personalized content, targeted outreach.
Okay.
Really going after the decision makers.
That's a high-level strategy.
It is.
Okay. So that's ABM. So let's say we've got this great strategy in place and we're doing all the right things, but how do we know if it's actually working?
Right. That's where data analytics comes in.
Okay. So data. Everyone's talking about data. What kind of data are we looking at?
Well, you want to track things like your website traffic, email open rates, conversion rates, your cost per lead.
Okay.
All these metrics provide valuable insights into, you know, what's resonating with your audience, what needs to be tweaked, maybe what's not working at all.
So it's like constant feedback.
Exactly. And the article also talks about A/B testing, which is really valuable.
Yeah.
You can compare different versions of your marketing assets.
So, like, two different subject lines for your email.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see which one does better.
Exactly. Or two different landing pages.
Got it.
See which one converts better.
It's all about, like, constant testing and optimizing.
Like data-driven decision-making.
Okay. And then, to keep all this data organized, how do we do that?
Well, the article recommends integrating your CRM system.
CRM, yeah, that's customer relationship management, right?
Right.
So like our CRM becomes the central hub for all this lead data.
Exactly. A well-integrated CRM system gives you that comprehensive view of each lead's journey.
Okay, so you can really track their progress, see where they are in the like sales funnel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Man, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've got ideal customer profiles. Yeah. We've got multi-channel outreach, content marketing, automation, ABM, data analytics. Anything else we need to consider?
Well, there's one more big piece of the puzzle. We need to talk about your website.
Okay.
Because it's not just about having a website. It's about having a website that converts.
Right. Optimized for conversions.
Exactly. And we'll dive into that in the next part of our deep dive.
All right. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Okay. So we were talking about websites.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And how they need to be more than just like pretty. They got to actually convert those visitors into leads. Absolutely. You got it. You've done all this amazing work getting them there.
Right. Right.
Now you got to make it count.
Yeah. Because it's like, you set the stage for this performance, but you forget to like sell the ticket.
Exactly. Yeah. And a big part of that is those calls to action, the CTAs.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
Every page should have a purpose.
Okay.
And a clear action you want the visitor to take.
Right. So it's not just about like providing information. It's about actually encouraging them to, you know, do something.
Exactly. Download something, request a demo, contact sales, whatever it might be.
Okay. And those actions need to be really clear. Really easy.
Totally.
Yeah.
No one wants to hunt around for a button. And the article also talks about landing page optimization.
Okay, landing pages. Those are like when someone clicks on your ad.
Exactly. You're sending them to a specific page.
Okay.
Not just like your homepage, but a page that's directly relevant.
Okay, so if it's for a white paper.
Yeah, it's got to be about that white paper.
Got it, got it.
So yeah, clean, focused, designed to convert. Testimonials, case studies, stats.
Okay, so you're building that credibility again.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like presenting a well-crafted argument, you know, leading them to that conclusion.
Sign up now.
Exactly. And speaking of guiding visitors, the article talks about chatbots.
Okay, chatbots. Are those really effective in B2B? I feel like I see them everywhere.
Yeah, they're popping up everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And they can be really useful.
Okay.
Think about it. Instant support right there on the site, answering common questions.
So they don't have to like dig around for an email address.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can capture visitor info, even qualify leads.
Okay.
All while your sales team is busy with other things.
So it's like 24/7 coverage.
In a way, yeah. Like a virtual assistant.
I like it.
And then there's retargeting.
Oh, yeah. Retargeting. That's the one where you see ads for those shoes you were just looking at right now.
Exactly. You got it. And it works in B2B too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Because someone might visit your site, read a blog post, not fill out a form.
Right.
But you can still stay top of mind.
With those little ads that follow you around.
Exactly. Gentle reminders, display ads, social media, even email.
Okay, so retargeting, keep that in mind. Man, this article is packed with good stuff.
It is.
How to generate B2B leads.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it got me thinking, what about B2C?
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other world.
Is it, like, completely different?
Well, the article does touch on it.
Okay.
And, you know, there are some overlaps for sure.
Yeah.
But some key differences too.
Okay. Like what?
Well, in B2C, you're dealing with individuals.
Right. Right. Not companies.
Exactly. So their motivations are different.
Makes sense.
Their buying process is different.
Mm-hmm.
Even the channels you use to reach them might be different.
So like those personalized emails, they might still work.
Yeah.
But the content would be different.
Oh yeah, for sure. You're not talking about ROI, you know.
Right, right.
It's got to be more lifestyle, emotional connections, how this product will make their life better.
Okay, yeah, like those ads you see on social media.
Exactly. Aspirational tapping into those emotions.
Okay, that makes sense. What about content marketing? Would you still use like white papers and ebooks?
I mean, it depends on the product, right?
Yeah.
You're probably not going to see someone downloading a white paper about toothpaste.
Probably not.
But a blog post comparing different teeth whitening options? That could work.
Okay, yeah.
Especially if it's visually appealing. Easy to digest.
So it's got to be like really engaging, right? Because people's attention spans are.
Oh, yeah. Especially younger consumers, they're bombarded with information.
Yeah.
Got to be creative. Capture their attention quickly.
So think like infographics, short videos, quizzes, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And user-generated content is huge, too.
Right. Because people trust other people.
Absolutely. And social media, that's a whole other ballgame in B2C.
Oh, yeah. That's where everyone is.
Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. It's huge. Shareable content, engaging with followers, influencers.
It's almost like marketing and entertainment are kind of blurring together.
Yeah, for sure. Especially B2C. You got to entertain people. You know?
Right. They don't want to feel like they're being sold to.
Exactly. Inform them, inspire them, build a community.
Yeah, that makes sense. What about ABM? We talked about that for B2B.
Yeah, account-based marketing.
Does that even apply in B2C?
It's interesting. The term account-based doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
But the principles can still apply. You can target high-value individuals.
Okay, so not companies, but like specific people.
Exactly. Think about those loyalty programs. You
know? Right. They reward their best customer.
Yeah, exactly. It's about keeping those top spenders engaged.
Okay, interesting. And data, is that still important in B2C?
Oh, it's even more important, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because you have so much data in B2C.
Yeah.
Social media, website traffic, purchases, email. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's like a fire hose.
It can be. Hmm. But if you can analyze it, you can personalize messages, optimize campaigns, drive sales.
Okay, so it's all about using that data responsibly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Respecting privacy, being transparent.
Got it. So we've talked about some key differences.
Yeah.
But are there any strategies that work well in both B2B and B2C?
Oh, absolutely. Having a website that converts,
right,
that's crucial no matter who you're targeting.
So those clear CTAs, those landing pages, even the chatbots.
Yep. Make it easy for people to find what they need.
Got it.
And take that next step.
Okay. What about retargeting?
Retargeting's huge in both B2B and B2C.
Yeah.
Think about it. You browse an online store, add something to your cart.
Yeah.
Get distracted. Don't buy it.
Oh, yeah. Happens all the time.
And then, boom, the ads follow you around.
Well, it's like they know, right?
Exactly. It's effective. Brings those customers back.
Okay, so retargeting, check. So even though there are some differences, mm-hmm. there are some core principles that apply to both.
Absolutely. Know your audience. Create good content. Build trust. Yeah. Make it a smooth experience.
Okay. This has been super helpful.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic.
It is. B2B, B2C, all that. But before we wrap up this whole deep dive,
yeah.
What about the future?
Oh, the future of lead generation. That's a big one.
Yeah, with all this AI and automation, I mean, where do we even go from here?
Well, that's what we'll be talking about in the final part of our deep dive. Stay tuned.
Okay, so the future of lead generation, AI, automation, what's it going to look like?
It's going to be wild. I mean, it already is.
Yeah.
But we're just scratching the surface.
So, like, are we talking robots calling people?
Maybe not robots making calls just yet. But AI can handle so much of the grunt work.
Yeah.
The stuff marketers spend hours on. Like personalizing emails. Imagine doing that for thousands of leads.
Right.
AI can do that. Analyze data. Tailor content.
It's like having a marketing assistant that never sleeps.
Exactly. And it can spot patterns in data that we might miss.
Okay.
Predict which leads are most likely to convert.
So it's like taking the guesswork out of it.
Yeah. It's data-driven lead generation.
Makes it more efficient, I guess.
Way more efficient. And that frees us up to do the creative stuff.
Yeah, the stuff that AI can't do.
Yeah, the strategy, the big picture thinking, you know.
That makes sense. But I don't know, with all this automation, do we lose the human touch?
I think that's a valid concern, for sure.
Yeah.
We gotta be careful. AI should be a tool.
Right.
Not a replacement for human connection.
It's all about finding the right balance, I guess.
Exactly. AI can target the right people, send the right message, but we still need that human element to build trust, to build relationships.
Because at the end of the day, people buy from people.
They do. So, yeah, use AI strategically. Let it handle the repetitive stuff.
Right.
And we focus on what makes us human. The creativity, the empathy.
Yeah, the things that make people connect with your brand.
Exactly.
Wow, this has been a really great deep dive. We've covered so much ground.
We have. B2B, B2C, the future.
And I think our listeners have probably learned a lot, you know, from ideal customer profiles to those super smart chatbots.
A lot to take in.
It is. But the key takeaway here, I think, is that lead generation is always changing.
Yeah.
So you got to stay curious. You got to be adaptable.
And always be learning.
Yeah. And most importantly, build those genuine connections with your audience, whether it's B2B or B2C.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Lead generation, it's about people.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, keep those leads flowing.